Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Coco Express Show Network for December 22nd, 2013. And we have our monthly scheduled show called Wealth Zone Radio with Teresa R. Martin for you. And the topic is business credit. Please enjoy.
This is Wealth Zone Radio featuring Teresa R. Martin Esquire, part of the Coco Express Network. A show dedicated to financial literacy, generational wealth, investing, ownership, and so much more. Your journey starts right now.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wealth Zone Radio. You know we are the premier venue to educate and inspire individuals nationwide to help you pursue generational wealth by providing you with the access to leaders in various industries that's going to enable you to act now. I am Attorney Teresa Martin, your host, and today we have the privilege and honor to have with us Mr. Ty Crandall. Who is Ty Crandall? Well, Ty Crandall has spent the last 16 years brokering millions in loans, building and selling one of the most successful credit repair companies in the Southeast United States, and becoming one of the most recognized and popular business credit experts. He has been featured on countless radio and TV programs and speaking across the United States as well as international as far as Singapore. That's so exciting. And he's also an author of two of the most popular books on business credit building and scoring, which is The Perfect Credit and Business Credit Decoded. So look for that in your stores now. In addition to that, Ty has written hundreds and published articles relating to business credit improvement, business credit scoring, business credit law, and numerous topics relating to business credit building. He also serves as Director of Business Credit Services at Dispute Suite, and he has overseen the business credit building for thousands of clients and has been crucial to growing the most credible business coaching operations in the United States. So without further ado, I want to welcome onto our radio program Mr. Ty Crandall. Welcome, Ty.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
I am so excited to have you on this call because, as you know, approximately 95% of businesses fail within the first 5 years in business, and surveys have shown the main reason for their failure is the lack of capital to help them sustain and grow their business. So what I want us to do on the line tonight is to actually decode for our audience the power of business credit and the essential steps that they can take for their business to ensure that they are approved for money for their business, even if they are a startup or have poor credit. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Awesome, awesome. So first, without further ado, there's so many myths out there about business credit. And when I look on the website, and I can't find anything really about business credit except for articles. Can you just basically explain what is business credit?
Well, sure. Business credit is basically just credit for a corporation. You know, most people are obviously familiar with their personal credit profile, which is linked to their Social Security number. Well, companies have their own credit profile also that's linked to their actual EIN number.
So the difference, so what would you say the difference between business credit and personal credit would be? Is that just the Social Security number versus the EIN number?
Well, there's definitely some big differences. I mean, fundamentally, the two are built the same and used the same. You know, they start with no credit profile. Credit profile is built, and once that credit profile and score is established, it can be used to qualify for car loans, mortgages, credit cards, credit lines, and all of those things ring true with both personal and business credit. So there's definitely a lot of similarities in the sense of how they're built and what the credit can be used for, but there's also some fundamental differences. With business credit, it is definitely linked to an EIN number, and somebody that obtains business credit for a corporation, the owner of that business isn't personally liable, which is one of the biggest differences. So with personal credit, if you go out to obtain a credit card, for example, and you default on that credit card, then they can pursue you personally for that debt or for that obligation. With business credit, that's not the case. The credit's built under the corporation, so although the corporation's liable, the business owners themselves are not personally liable for that credit.
Awesome. And I like the way you said about the personal liability not being, you know, tied to your personal credit if you go out and get business credit. So what are some of the other benefits that people need to understand that, you know, they can have with having business credit? What are some of those benefits?
Well, there's a lot of benefits, and I think you just touched on one of the most important aspects. I mean, the problem is that most people get a good idea for a business, and they go and they start it using their personal credit cards. And I'm sure, you know, many of your listeners have done that themselves or know people that have, or they've used their personal assets, their bank, they've got a home equity line of credit, but they're basically using their personal money to fund their business. And the problem with that is that they then become personally liable for everything that business does, all the business debts that they're acquiring. With business credit, one of the biggest benefits is the business owner isn't personally liable. You know, they can build credit for the business, they can obtain credit cards, loans, credit lines, and not be personally liable for that debt. Their business can stand on its own and qualify for that credit. So not having that liability for their business debts is by far one of the biggest benefits business credit provides. Another benefit is that when built properly, there's no personal credit check. So when business credit's done, if you think about it, if you're applying for a consumer credit card, they would never pull your business credit to approve you. Well, the same thing is true in the business world. If your EIN, if you have a credit profile built that's linked to your EIN number, then there's no need for them to pull your personal credit. So that means business credit can be built completely independent of personal credit, and even people that do have or suffer from personal credit challenges can still come in and can qualify for business credit. On top of many, many other endless benefits, including the fact that, you know, per SBA, credit limits are significantly higher, about 10 to 100 times higher on business credit accounts versus personal credit, not to mention that business credit can just be built, you know, considerably faster than it takes for somebody to build up a consumer credit profile. So those are some of the major benefits that business credit provides.
Well, those are some pretty big benefits, especially the fact if what you're telling me is even if I had poor credit, you know, if I have business credit and go in for, you know, to use my business credit, they're not going to pull my personal credit profile. So my personal credit is not going to be tagged, nor will it be linked. So my poor credit may not hinder me in getting what I need for my business. Is that accurate?
And it shouldn't. You know, when done properly, it really shouldn't. Like I said, if you're going out and applying for credit for you personally, it would just be weird that they would insist on pulling your business credit to approve you. The same is true in the business world. If you have a strong business credit profile built, then there's no reason for them to look at your personal credit. But there's a trick there. There's a secret. And the secret is that they're always going to ask you for your Social Security number. And everybody will always provide it because most are just taught that when the application and asks for it, you put it there. But in reality, when you're applying for a Staples credit card or a Visa credit card or a Home Depot credit card, as your business credit's basically established, then if you leave the Social Security number blank off of the application, they'll pull your business credit profile linked to your EIN and then approve you based on that. And when that takes place, you're not personally liable. And your business can qualify by that EIN being run, not your Social Security number. So in reality, your personal credit's not even looked at. They don't even look at it at all to issue you the approval.
So the key step here is what I heard is that once it's done properly, which means you have already established yourself, you know, to obtain, you know, business funding or get business credit or where they have something to actually look at. So what I want to talk about now, because that's a nice segue into, you know, how do we obtain business funding? So give us some essential steps that we would need to do as new businesses to obtain business funding and credit.
Well, when you're talking about building business credit, I think there's two big mistakes that people usually make. The first is that when they go in to apply for credit for their business, they always put their Social Security number on the application because the application will always ask for it. And it's important to note that once some business credit is initially established, that Social Security number should be left blank off any applications when you're applying for credit, such as credit cards. Some, of course, loans will need to still see your Social Security number, but most credit you're obtaining, especially in relation to credit cards and credit loan or credit lines, can then be obtained without that Social Security number being on the application. The second mistake that I usually see people make is they try to go into stores and apply for business credit without having any basic credit established. And that won't work in the business credit world, nor will it work in the consumer credit world, meaning you're not going to be able to walk into Apple or Walmart or Target and apply for credit if you have no credit and get approved. They're going to want to see you have some kind of credit established before you are approved. But just like on the consumer side, if you go into Target with a few trade lines reporting and a profile and a score established, well, then Target can approve you for that credit card for your business linked to your EIN with no credit check. But again, the key is that these stores won't approve you just for the initial credit. You need to have a little bit of initial credit established to go in there with a profile and score to be able to actually get approved. So one of the first steps is to really locate some of these, what are referred to as vendor accounts in the business world, of some companies that will give you initial credit without you having to have a credit profile score established to do so. Then they'll give you a little bit of credit on net 30 terms. You pay it as agreed. They report it to the business credit reporting agencies. Then you can have some initial credit established, initial profile and score established, and then be in a position where you can go into these stores and start applying without the Social Security number and getting approved for real business credit.
Awesome. And you mentioned net 30 terms. Can you just explain to our audience what exactly is net 30?
Well, net 30 term, a lot of people are used to a credit card. And a credit card is something that you could spend $50 and they might send you a bill where you only have to pay $15 a month until you pay that $50 back. Those are revolving terms. What a net 30 term is it just basically a credit card that you have to pay the full balance of within a 30-day time period. So if I come out and spend the same $50 on a net 30 terms, I have to pay back that full $50 within 30 days.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it. So you have basically, you have more time to basically pay. So if you had a net 30, net 60, net 90, that means you have more time to actually pay off that, you know.
That's correct. That's right. Okay. You might go to Amazon.com and buy something right now and have to pay right now. But if you got something at Amazon.com on 30-day terms, then you wouldn't have to pay what you bought for 30 days.
Oh, that's awesome. That keeps more revenue, keeps more money into your business so that you can be doing business. So that's another benefit, I guess, of having business credit as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, business credit, that's one of the most powerful benefits of business credit is the fact that it helps a business keep their cash flow. I mean, smart entrepreneurs know that you grow a business using other people's money versus your own, and that helps you be much more successful much quicker.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of the myths also, Ty, I want you to get into is because can we just break down the difference between the personal credit reporting companies versus the business credit reporting companies?
Well, there are definitely a few similarities there. I mean, in the business credit world, the biggest provider or the biggest business credit reporting agency by far is Dun & Bradstreet, and they're not really a player at all in the consumer world. But in the business world, they have about 10 times more records on file than their next closest competitor, which would be Experian. Equifax and Experian are both in the consumer world and both in the business world. The biggest difference is TransUnion is a big player in the consumer world, and they're not really in the business credit world, whereas in the business credit world, Dun & Bradstreet is by far the biggest, and they don't really participate on the consumer side. So to just kind of clarify, in the business credit world, there's really three main reporting agencies. Dun & Bradstreet's the biggest by far. The closest to them, which is about 10% or 10 times less volume, is Experian, and then Equifax is a very, very small player in the business space.
Oh, well, okay. So as far as the business credit scoring versus the business credit, I'm sorry, the consumer credit scoring, kind of give us the difference between that. I know we got FICO on the consumer side and we got Paydex on the business side, but can you basically just give us why that's important to know?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of differences between the actual credit scores, but one of the fundamental differences between consumer and business credit is that the consumer credit score is a mathematical model that's used to depict a person's risk of defaulting in the next 24 months or 2 years, whereas a business credit score is the mathematical model that depicts a business's risk of going 12 months late or going late, excuse me, on 90 days late on a debt within the last 12 months. So that's one of the biggest differences. Business credit's really gauging the risk of somebody defaulting over the next year, and consumer credit, they're really gauging the risk of somebody defaulting over the next 2 years. Fundamentally, FICO scores usually range from 350 to 850 on the consumer side. In the business credit world, you're usually dealing with scores that range from 0 to 100 with the three reporting agencies, with 100 being the highest. But one of the biggest differences between business credit and consumer credit scores is that business credit scores can just be built much faster. They're based in most cases on just how the business pays its bills. So if the business pays its bills on time or early, they have a good score. It's as simple as that. Whereas the consumer credit score is based on five different individual factors, including things like credit mix and length of credit history, which just make it tougher to control and take more time to build a positive score.
That's very interesting. So if I basically, when I get my business credit and I get my score, and to move up the Paydex line, basically I would just need to pay my bills on time, well, basically above on time to move up. Because I think 80 Paydex is that I paid on time, and then if I pay early, I can move up to like a 90 Paydex. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's exactly how that works. The scale goes to 100 being the highest, and with a Paydex score offered by Dun & Bradstreet, which is the main scoring model used in the business world, an 80 indicates that you pay on time. So what most businesses are looking for is an 80 or above, just stating that you pay on time. So that's one of the really, really nice benefits of business credit. You can come in, get some initial credit, and in 30 to 90 days, that account, the credit reports to the business credit reporting agencies, and if you paid your bills on time, you immediately have an excellent business credit score. That wouldn't happen in the consumer world. It might take you months or years to get a really good score, whereas in the business world, you can immediately have a good or even excellent score just because you got a few accounts, paid them as agreed, and they were reported.
Okay. Now that makes sense because, I'm always hearing people, and no one has explained it quite like you have explained it. You basically broke it down where, okay, even a layperson who, I got a catering business, but I think I want to, now get, some business, business credit. And that's one of the things that I want to talk about as well. If I have a home-based business, okay, which so many people across the country are now, losing their jobs. Now they're going back to their passions and making money and starting businesses because there are no jobs out there. So if I have a home-based business, is it possible for me to obtain or be credible if I'm in my kitchen, or do I need to have a virtual office or some type of physical location for them to see me as credible?
Well, you can definitely be credible working from the home. It's just the important thing to note is that you're conscious that the fact that you need to be credible. Lenders are looking for particular things, and the bigger your company can be made to look on paper, the better chances you have of getting approved, and the more credit you stand to obtain. And one of those examples is a home-based business. If you're using a home address on an application, a lender is going to immediately know that, and you stand a very good chance of possibly getting denied or not being approved for as much money as you could obtain if you were actually out of an actual office. So to offset that, there are things such as virtual addresses that you can get at very affordable prices, where you can use an address. That address could basically be used as your mailing address. Any lender that looks at that address would see that you're in a big office, but really all you're doing is getting your mail there. The same thing is available for phones. You wouldn't want to use a home phone or a cell phone. The lender would know what you were doing, but you could easily get a virtual phone number, and you could forward that to your cell phone if you want to. The key is to be alert and know that lenders are looking at every aspect of that application to see how big you are and how credible you are. So make sure you have a website. Make sure you have a professional email address. Make sure you have a virtual address or a real physical address. And the same with a phone number and a fax number. Every line on the application usually relates back to them wanting to know how credible you are. So just be aware of that as that application is being filled out, and make sure the business is set up credibly before you go to apply, so you stand the best chances of getting approved.
You know, and that's one of the things I'm always trying to explain to real estate investors who are trying to go out there and get private money and get private investors, you know, to, you know, invest in their deals and things of that sort. My question always is, what are you showing me on paper? I don't know who you are. I need to know that you have some type of experience, you have some type of backing, that you're actually credible. So phone numbers, you know, not your cell phone, and your website, everything represents you. And if I'm on the phone with someone and, you know, they're asking me for money or for me to invest in something, the first thing I do is go to the internet and I look for you. And if I see on that you don't have a website, how credible can you possibly be? You know,
right.
And that's some of the things that I try to tell people that is so important for you to have, and it's so easy to do now. So it's no excuse really not to have a website up in place, because there's so many different places that you can get that for little to no cost. Also, since we were talking about the credit scores, you know, let's talk about now the regulation area of business credit. So I know that if I pay my bills on time, I can build great business credit. However, you know, I had a slump or something, just what, like, same thing that happens in personal credit, had a little slump. So what is the area of business credit repair? Because I know you are the expert in, you know, credit repair, and you sold this company and all that. How does business credit repair play into this?
Well, business credit repair, there really is no formal structure for business credit repair. You know, on the consumer side, you have a law called the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and that dictates what the bureaus can and can't do, and that stems all the way back from the 1970s. So the way that official credit repair works is it's pretty simple on the consumer side. Everything on a credit report by law, according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, must be 100% accurate, verifiable, and timely, or it can't be on the credit report. So there's become a whole industry built around helping consumers check their credit report to see if everything is indeed 100% accurate, timely, and, you know, as it should be. And unfortunately, in most cases, according to every study, the reports aren't right. The information that's being reported on people's reports for sometimes 10 years or more isn't even accurate. It shouldn't be on there to begin with. So the fair, you know, and credit repair on the consumer side is doing just that. It's making sure that the items are reported as they're required to per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. But in the business world, there is no such regulation. There is no such law. There is no Fair Credit Reporting Act. So businesses aren't regulated on what they can and can't report, which means there is no formal structure to challenge them, because there is no regulation that dictates how they must or must not report, or how they must or must not respond to disputes. But in a lot of cases, this makes business credit repair per se even easier, because we see that in just simply reaching out to the bureaus directly, or reaching out sometimes to the bureaus or the creditor involved directly, that things can immediately be rectified and can immediately be resolved on these credit reports versus the consumer reports, which are a little bit more of a struggle. So I think that's one of the biggest differences. In the consumer world, you have the FCRA. In the business world, you don't. But in the business world, you could still fix damaged credit. It's just a matter of working closely with the actual reporting agencies and the creditor that's reporting the accounts negative.
Awesome, awesome. And that's great information to know. So now let's talk about excellent bank ratings, because, you know, bank accounts are important, because I know I read somewhere that, you know, your business starts, you know, from a bank standpoint when you open up your business bank account. Is that actually true?
Well, there's a couple things involved in that question. The first aspect is that in some cases, yes, that is the truth. There's such a thing out there as shelf corporations, which is where a lot of people have figured out that they could buy what is called an aged corporation. A corporation that was founded years ago and it was set on the shelf. Nothing was done with it. And they're using that to make themselves look like they've been in business longer to obtain more credit. So lenders have got keen to this. And what they've done is they now start looking at business accounts start dates is the start date for a corporation. Because even though a corporation might be open for years, nothing might have been done. There might have had not been any activity for that corporation. Whereas a bank account, usually if you're going to start transacting and you're going to start receiving money and paying bills, one of the first things you're going to need is a bank account. So that's absolutely correct. A lot of lenders will look at the bank account start date as the founding date for that company, even over when the company was actually incorporated. Now, the other aspect of that is the bank rating itself, and most people don't know what that is, but the bank rating is kind of the bank's internal credit report, basically. Banks basically have their own rating system where they rate the risk of somebody's account, and a lot of it, there's many factors that tie into it, you know, NSF charges, things like that, but one of the main factors is just simply what is your average bank balance. You know, if you have a bank balance of $10,000 or higher in your business account, then you'll usually have a low 5 rating, and if you have less than that, then you'll fall somewhere into a 4 rating, and it just becomes tougher and tougher to qualify for financing the lower your bank rating is.
That, you know, one of the things that I love, you know, about always speaking with you, Ty, is you really, really always have great information and really just great insight where I never thought about that, you know, when you're coming, you know, coming across shelf corporations, because there's still a lot of companies out there that are promoting building business credit by giving you these shelf corporations and things of that sort and getting these bogus accounts and things of that sort. And it just seems as though, you know, you really have to be careful about that. And that's going to jump me right into my next question for you. What are some questions that our audience needs to know and ask before working with any business credit building company? Because there's a lot out there.
Well, I'm a visual person, so I learn better by seeing things, and I'm a firm believer that if anybody's going to buy something in the business credit area, they should see what they're buying. So I think that's a good question to be able to ask is, you know, whatever it is that you're buying, make sure that you're able to see what they're actually able to provide. So you can go through it yourself and maybe make sure that it provides you the benefits that you're being told it does. Some of the biggest problems we've seen with business credit building companies is that people will pay them money and they'll basically just give them a list of companies that provide business credit, and that doesn't really help. I mean, a good business credit building company is a company that works with the business owner one-on-one to understand business credit building, that sits there and goes through and does a compliance check to make sure that that company is credible in the lender's eyes, that also provides them access to cash funding, maybe some funding they can get immediately versus having to wait months and months to obtain it. And somebody that provides you a large abundance of business credit sources, especially initial vendors to help you build business credit, but doesn't just give you a list. You really want to make sure that the company you're working with provides you details of each one of those sources, including things like their underwriting guidelines. You want to know what their requirements for approval are before you apply. That way you really stand the best chance of getting approved. So I think some of those are fundamental things that anybody working or looking for a business credit company should ask. You also want to see what else they provide you. Do they provide you credit monitoring? Do they provide you with Experience Smart Business Access? Do they help you get the DUNS number set up and activated your D&B credit profile without a cost? You know, do they have a special relationship with the business credit reporting agencies? I think all of those things are important things to bring up or look for when someone's looking for a good business credit building company.
And that, you know, I love that because you just basically gave me a promo because, you know, Generational Wealth Zone, you know, has the business finance suite, and we provide that for our clients and our investors. So, you know, I know you touched upon that a little bit, but I want to delve a little bit deeper. What makes the business finance suite different from other competitors out there, Ty?
Well, from what we've seen, there really is no direct competitor. I think what's been done through the finance suite's just never been done anywhere else before. And it's kind of funny because when we look at it, it's all just based completely on common sense. For example, the banking and the business world has always considered it a severe no-no to tell anybody why they might not be approved. They hide that information from the consumer. The finance suite's really the first and only place where we basically reveal that secret formula where a business owner can finally know for the first time ever every aspect of what a lender's looking for in their application before they lend them money. And they can work with a one-on-one advisor to fix any aspect of their application that might be off so they stand the best chance of getting approved. That's a big deal. Most business owners we see come to the finance suite having been denied. They've been denied. They're out just doing the same thing over and over and over again. They don't know why they were denied. Whereas if you know why you were denied and you fix those underlying issues, well, then you can move forward and start getting approved. So that's one of the things only the finance suite does and no other source of funding or business credit out there really provides. The finance suite also provides access to cash funding. And at that point, it immediately separates itself from any business credit building system out there. Most people on your show or anybody that's looked at a business credit building system, they all tell you the same thing. It takes you 12 to 18 months to get cash money. But through the finance suite, we've taken into account thousands of lenders and many, many different funding programs that business owners can qualify for in a lot of cases right away before they even start building the business credit. So through the finance suite, not on top of being able to walk through and make sure their business is set up credibly, we put them in touch with all the financing they can qualify for now, and then also help them build their business credit, provide underwriting guidelines for every source. They get experienced smart business through the access through the system to monitor their experienced smart business building without having to pay for it, only place that's available in the world. We also help them get their DUNS number set up and credit profile activated, which, you know, D&B themselves would charge a lot of clients almost $800 for that service. And again, one of the only places available is right through the finance suite. So there's just a lot of benefits the finance suite provides that I think, in my mind, of course, it's set above any competitors. But the biggest things that we see is it's the only system that helps somebody understand why they might not get approved and fix that, helps put them in touch with all the financing they can get now, and helps them with all aspects of building their business credit.
And that, like you said, right there, I have worked with a lot of quote-unquote business-building companies, and that was one of the things that I saw that was unique about that and about, you know, on the business finance suite, which is why, you know, I said I had to offer this to my clients. And, you know, one of the questions I have, because people out there, you know, asking, you know, can the business finance suite help people get money even if they're a startup business?
Oh, absolutely. The finance suite, and this kind of rings back to what we consider to be common sense. When a business owner, in a lot of cases, is very gun-shy. They went to their lender who they had long-standing relationships with. They've been denied, and they kind of give up at a point. But that's because conventional lenders look at the entire business. They try to find the business's weakness and expose that weakness because that's their risk. That's what they're concerned with is their risk. And when that risk is exposed, in most cases, they don't lend. And that's the fact. Bad statistic where, you know, 89% of business applications at the big banks are denied financing for those reasons. But with our system, it literally focuses on the strength of the business. So for a business to get immediate cash funding, they don't need to have all aspects of their business be perfect. They just need a strength. And I call these strengths the three C's, meaning a business can either have collateral, cash flow, or credit. So if a brand new startup business is looking for money and the person does have good credit or they have a good credit partner, they can qualify for immediate financing. If they don't, we can help them build the business credit so they can qualify for financing. We also have financing to help them get wraps for their vehicle. If they're starting to do some initial advertising or need to put vehicles on the road, we can provide financing to help them get auto vehicles in their business name, financing to help them get commercial signage to buy initial equipment. We can also get them cash financing, leveraging assets they might have for the business or for them personally. Maybe they have a stock or they have 401ks or they have account receivable set up or they have inventory or equipment even as they're getting going. Then we can use those things as collateral to get them even additional cash funding even as a startup business.
And I think that's what people really needed to hear, because the 401k financing, the securities financing, you know, like you mentioned, the vehicle wrap financing, because, you know, advertising out there, you know, is important right now. And then you mentioned something about the stocks, the security-based, you know, lines of credit and things of that sort. So it is possible. If I have $250,000 in my 401k, but I have bad credit and I'm trying to, you know, get business credit, I can utilize, it's possible for me to utilize the $250,000 in my 401k plan to help me get business financing? Is that
right? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Based on longstanding IRS provisions, that 401k can be rolled over into basically your business and can be used as collateral for business line of credit. And not only is that the case, but these lines of credit are as low as 1% to 3% interest. So these are some of the lowest interest rate lines of credit on the market that can focus on, you know, business or personal assets. I mean, just the other day we had a client on the line that, you know, he has a mobile detailing business and he's trying to grow and he needed two more vehicles. And when we introduced him to 401k financing, because he had $120,000 in a 401k that he had been sitting there, nobody had ever relayed to him that he could use that to help grow his business. And the minute we told him that, he said, "Why hasn't anybody told me this before?" And the reality is because banks don't offer that program. And, you know, unless you know exactly what you're looking for, you're never just going to bump into 401k financing. So that's the beauty of the finance suite. We take all of this financing that's out there that so many companies can qualify for, but they just don't know about, and we plug them into our system, and through our automated underwriting engine, we just take their company information, cross-check it against these guidelines, and say, boom, here's all these programs you qualify for. So it's very common for us to see a business qualify for 5, 6, 7 different kinds of funding, whereas they didn't think they could get any, because they had been denied at all the previous places they'd looked, because, again, they just didn't know specifically what they were looking for.
And one of the things that, you know, I want the audience to really understand here is that the Business Finance Suite, just what you mentioned about dealing with your strengths and, you know, of the company and being able to get money for, you know, your startup business, that you don't have to have, you know, actual financials, that you can have, you know, bad personal credit, and you can still get money by utilizing the Business Finance Suite. It walks you through that because of, you know, the underwriting guidelines and things of that sort. So I think it's very important that the audience understands, you know, the uniqueness of this, you know, product that we offer, and that they have the coach and the advisor and everything to work, you know, to work along with them. So I think that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that the audience really,
yeah, I think that's one of the fundamental differences. You know, you mentioned earlier a business credit building company. That's just not what we're here for. We're here because we're entrepreneurs that believe in success, in building successful businesses. And your average business owner, as important as it is, they don't have a funding expert in their corner. They have an insurance person, they have an accountant, they have an attorney, but the most important aspect of their business, because again, per SBA, it's one of the leading reasons for business failure, is businesses need money to grow. And what the Finance Suite does is it puts that funding team, our funding team, the business advising team, the Finance Suite itself in their corner to help them have the proficient experts in that area. So that way they don't have to go through this learning curve of knowing what funding they need or exactly how to build their business credit. They have a system, they have a team that helps them with building their business credit and helps them getting the financing they need now, even if they're just starting a business, all the way through to growing their business where they're able to obtain, some of our clients, hundreds of thousands, $400,000, $500,000, even millions of dollars through the finance suites available. So we stay with them and work with them through the life of their business to help them grow their business, even from startup phase, whereas, you know, most people in the funding space ignore them at that point.
So how much money can our audience really get with using the Business Finance Suite?
Well, it really depends on the three C's, the credit, the collateral, and the cash flow. The answer is how much collateral do they have? How much cash flow do they have? You know, what kind of credit limits do they have on their account? Those are the driving factors to how much can be obtained. We work on everything. We've seen $60, $70 million coal deals. We deal with $100 million plus energy projects. So somebody can literally get millions, if not hundreds of millions, through the suite. But in order to do so, it just depends on the business structure itself. What is the cash flow for that business? Somebody that's going to get $2 million isn't somebody that has $100,000 a year coming in cash flow, obviously. So it's really relative to the cash flow, the collateral, or the credit of that business. But again, that's the beauty of the suite. We're going to be there with them through the startup phase to a point where they get, you know, as big as they're going to get, and whether they're looking for $5 or $10,000 or whether they're looking for $5 or $10 million, we're there to help them with all aspects of that. And again, how much they can obtain really is relative to the cash flow, collateral, or credit limits they have.
awesome. And lastly, how does an entrepreneur know if they're a good fit, you know, to work with us with the Business Finance Suite?
Well, I think the question to ask is, do you have business credit? If you don't know, or you're not immediately saying, yes, I have substantial amounts of business credit, this is a fit. So many clients tell us, you're going to hit a brick wall in your business. You can't continue to grow your business based on your personal assets linked to you personally with personal liability for a great length of time. At some point, you're going to have to build that business credit, and the benefits are so great, you wouldn't want to ignore it. So if you don't have the business credit built or established or don't know if you do, you're immediately a great fit for the finance suite. And if you're looking for a funding source in your corner to get you financing, if you're somebody that's having a problem getting financing, been denied getting financing, told you couldn't get financing because of credit issues or because you're a startup, then I think the finance suite's definitely a very, very, very good fit. It's not a good fit if you're somebody that has substantial amounts of business credit already built and you already have all of your sources lined up for funding, that the minute you need funding, you can immediately obtain quick funding. If you have that much access to credit and funding, then it's not a good fit. If you're not that person, then it's definitely a good fit for you.
Excellent, excellent. And I want to thank our special guest, Mr. Ty Crandall, for sharing his knowledge on the power of business credit in today's economy, which is so very important. And if you want to learn more about the Business Finance Suite, I want to encourage you to visit www.businessfundinguniversity.com and schedule your free consultation to take a tour of the Business Finance Suite today. Again, that's www.businessfundinguniversity.com and schedule your free tour today. Well, that's our time, and I want to thank our wealth audience because without you, I wouldn't be here. So remember, financial freedom is a mindset, not a destination. This has been Wealth Zone Radio. Good night, and God bless. Till the next time.
For listening to Wealth Zone Radio, and join us next month for more financial talk that matters.